Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of the sharpest insights and need-to-know moves in marketing. Today, we're diving deep into the stories that are shaping the future of brand leadership, AI-driven living, and the evolving role of the CMO. Let's get right into it. First up, a major move in conversational advertising. OpenAI is opening up ChatGPT ads to a self-service platform, as reported by Adweek. For the first time, advertisers in the US can buy ads in ChatGPT on a cost-per-click basis using a new self-service ads manager, which is now in beta. This is a big shift, making it much easier for brands to tap into the rapidly growing world of conversational AI. OpenAI isn't stopping there. They're also partnering with ad tech players like Pacview and Cargo, and StackAdapt is joining the mix as well. Melissa Burdick, co-founder and president of Pacview, summed up the significance. Conversational AI is the most significant new channel since the rise of retail media, and brands need more than a native UI to compete. They need the automation, control, and cross-channel attribution that drive real performance at scale. In short, we're seeing the start of a new channel where brands can automate, attribute, and optimize their ad spend within the very conversations people are having with AI. If you're a marketer, it's time to start thinking about how your brand voice shows up when the interface is a conversation, not a screen. Switching gears to the world of connected living, Samsung is pushing the boundaries of what AI means for consumers, not just as a product feature, but as the operating system of daily life. In a revealing conversation on the Speed of Culture podcast, Allison Stransky, CMO of Samsung Electronics America, unpacked how the company's AI for All vision is moving from marketing slogan to structural differentiator. Samsung's unique edge comes from its deep ecosystem, from Galaxy phones and wearables to bespoke appliances and QLED TVs, all operating together. For example, their bespoke refrigerators now use Google Gemini to track ingredients, generate meal plans, and reduce food waste, turning a novelty into a household essential. Samsung's approach is to pilot and beta test new features carefully, like offering insurance discounts for smart appliance owners and exploring cognitive health tracking, always balancing innovation with responsible data practices. The marketing shift is clear. Samsung is moving away from touting tech specs and instead focusing on real-life benefits and use cases that matter to consumers. The Smart Things Meets AI Home campaign, the first to span their entire product portfolio, tested as one of their best ever, showing that storytelling about ecosystems, not just gadgets, is what resonates today. Stransky also highlighted the changing role of the CMO, less about day-to-day execution, more about building the infrastructure and teams to make responsible, data-driven marketing possible in an AI world. Now, let's talk about leadership changes at one of America's most iconic companies. General Motors Chief Growth Officer, Norm DeGreeve, is set to leave his post in June, according to Adweek. DeGreeve, who joined GM as CMO in 2023 after a stint at CVS Health, reflected on his tenure by highlighting the largest and fastest marketing transformation in GM's history. Under his leadership, every GM brand, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and GMC, saw increased consideration and hit sales records, with a 6% sales bump in 2025 and record-setting years for GMC and Cadillac. DeGreeve's departure comes at a pivotal time. GM has recently scaled back its ambitious electric vehicle plans, taking a $7.6 billion write-down on EV-related expenditures after consumer demand fell short of projections and the federal EV tax credit was eliminated. While GM's traditional trucks and SUVs remain strong, the transition to electrification has been bumpy. DeGreeve's legacy, though, is clear. He drove measurable growth and underscored the need for marketers to align creativity with business outcomes, not just brand buzz. Speaking of brand evolution, let's look at how Campbell's is reinventing itself in the face of commoditization. On the Brave Commerce podcast, Risa Kreteller, EVP of Meals and Beverages at Campbell's, shared her strategy for keeping iconic brands relevant and competitive. Kreteller brings an entrepreneurial mindset to the table, prioritizing smart risk-taking, fast decision-making, and empowering teams to act even without perfect data. Campbell's innovation now starts with real consumer behavior, moving quickly when there's evidence of demand. She points out that private label growth is often a symptom of brand stagnation, not just a pricing issue. To win, Campbell's focuses on building a right to win by aligning brand building with commercial outcomes. Speed is their competitive advantage, but only if teams are empowered to move before every detail is validated. The strongest innovations, Kreteller says, don't invent new behaviors. They formalize what consumers are already doing. In a world of fast-moving competitors and shifting consumer habits, staying close to the customer and acting decisively is what keeps legacy brands at the top. Finally, let's dig into what separates CEO-ready CMOs from the rest, as explored in a thought-provoking piece from Adweek. There's a growing argument that more CMOs should become CEOs, but few make the leap. Why? It comes down to the ability to connect brand decisions to enterprise consequences. CEO-ready CMOs master five key dimensions. First, they own trade-offs, balancing growth versus profitability, volume versus value, and price versus cost, just like a CEO would. Second, they can explain the growth algorithm, not just whether sales are up, but how and whether it's healthy, repeatable, and profitable. Third, they understand value creation beyond gross margin, factoring in the capital tied up in inventory or production, as in the aged spirits industry. Fourth, they appreciate how growth strategies impact operations and supply chain, ensuring the business can actually deliver what marketing promises. And finally, they're fluent in the financial signals that matter to investors, like P/E ratios and valuation multiples, connecting marketing effectiveness to enterprise value. In essence, the best CMOs are not just brand guardians, but leaders of growth, allocators of capital, and builders of enterprise value. That's the mindset that gets you from the C-suite to the CEO's chair. That's it for today's brief. Whether you're navigating the new frontiers of AI, steering legacy brands through change, or eyeing the top job, the common thread is clear. The future belongs to marketers who can connect creativity to real-world outcomes and translate vision into value. Thanks for tuning in. Stay sharp, and we'll see you tomorrow.